a fenced-in area to keep the hogs in? Mm-hmm. What was that?
Pen.
Okay.
You think I have more time for keeping...
Yep. Well, lots of it has to do, you know, with the farm things. And, of course, that's one thing that's changing a lot now. You know?
Well, you see, if I'd known this, I could have been studying up on it. But see, it's all come surprise. It's all come surprise. I hadn't thought of all this
that's right. We're going to take you back today.
I hadn't thought about this in such a long time. Today. I got to study on.
What kind of fence did you have around?
Wire
fence. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any that were made out of logs or anything?
No, that was too much. That was too much trouble. We see with the brown wood post and then you wire. Make it with wire.
So none of the people in that area really had too much made out of wood fences. Okay.
Not too much wood at that time. Nothing but your post.
Okay. How about before you had indoor plumbing?
We had this outhouse.
Okay. Were there any other names people had for that?
I believe they used to call it a closet. Just like it would have been in the house. I believe they used to call it a closet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have to go a long ways out there?
No.
Sure
got, but you see, they finally got where they had more sanitary what they were when they first started.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know when they turned the current on in 40.
Okay.
Then we got a spasm.
All right. How about on the outside of the house or barn? You know those boards that kind of go on the outside? What would you call those?
They do.
Have any?
What? The boards where you build the lot? You build a lot out of?
No, out of the house, on the side of the house.
Weatherboard.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't have it. We didn't have anything at that time except wood to make our houses out of.
Uh-huh.
And they carry the mill, get the logs, and carry the mill, have them sold, and come back and make your house out of that rough lumber.
Oh, okay. Cut your own logs down.
Yeah. Cut your own logs, and then carry them to a sawmill, and let them saw it like you want it. And one by eight, or one by six, 2x4s, 2x2s, and build your house.
Uh-huh.
And floor it, and then scrub it to get the splinters off of it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can imagine sticking some splinters in your feet.
You had to scrub it, take a scrub. Well, we had scrubs. We called them scrubber. And you put holes in it. Put shucks in it, and then you scrub the floor and get all the splinters off it. It would come off pretty.
Did you do that for the house that you lived in?
Sure.
What, that you built when you got married or something?
No, not when I got married, but that we did back out. It had to be all fixed and new.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. How about on the outside around the roof? Is there any thing hanging off of there to collect the water in, or?
No, we just pour right on down from dirt.
Okay. Would you know of a term that, where two parts of the roof kind of come together and it makes a corner in there? Do you know if they had
an alley?
Yeah. Okay.